struck me, like, what might the Spirit be alerting you to tonight? And you say, well, is an angel going to come? Listen, I'll never tell you that, like, an angel won't come. I'm like, God is free to do what God wants to do. You know, I'm not going to have a box that I put God in and say, hey, you can't do that, God. He's free to do whatever he wants to do. But I will tell you this. If an angel does show up tonight, I will be as surprised and terrified as Zacharias was, all right? have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. Listen, he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I am a virgin? And the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, even in her old age, she also hath conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And then Mary said, here am I. I'm going to let y'all alert to something that I hear here. When Samuel was being woken up by the angel of the Lord, and he thought it was Eli, and after a few tries, Eli said, here, go tell him, here am I. Down through the ages, prophets have said, here am I. This Mary is saying, here am I. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. And in those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Now, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. I can imagine, Mary's not even showing a bump yet, right? Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Elizabeth was filled with you. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And then Mary burst out into a song. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. And surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Pause, another alert that I have here. I'm going to be called blessed, not because of what I've done, but because of what the Mighty One has done for me. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. And he sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then she returned home. So this is leading up to the birth of Christ. Did you hear it? Did the Lord alert you to anything when the angel showed up and announced what was going to happen? Did you hear it? Were you alerted to anything whenever Elizabeth began to prophesy and to begin to say, blessed are you? Did you hear it whenever Mary said? Now than the birth of Christ. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth. this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah,